Someone explained to her once, when a bird flies through a window,
time,
cure,
as happens so often at
home,
her childhood house in the woods,
I
nestled deep in the woods what the bird sees,
now,
born,
as it heads on its fatal course, is not the room before it, the bedroom with its pictures on the walls,
now,
tight,
memories in glass,
gap,
no, birds don't fly inside closed rooms. It would see in its quick descent, graceful, effortless flight, ending in a broken neck. The reflection of words behind the places she occupies, behind the wake of its flight, appearing to be before it.
Torn.
This is what happened to her.
Harm.
I walked
because
through that glass door, realizing in the first moment,
what is the
moment
of
impact. Sharp, clear, time, then, now, peeling, crack, break, no, brilliant, white, loud, screaming, glass. From the lens of the TV. Grandma's house, yes. That smell of fireplace ash and new vacuumed rug, yes. All of us there, probably for the last time. That was the era before people died. Two of them we watched, one, a white god with red shoes disappearing into the sky with a secret about us, about the future. Us huddled around the box, everybody silent. Was it awe? I don't remember. We believed, though, in the adventure, in the extension of man with his new servant gods. Even in our house we could see it. The magically created magazines in rows, the perfectly round coasters for the grown-ups' drinks, the images from that eye looking into the future. And me, wondering what the red-shod god would change, and what change was. And then there was the other one, a man with the golden face of a hero, a secret behind it. We were in awe of him, too, his very footsteps sacred. A voice like a magic radio in our heads, speaking immortal words. What secrets had he exchanged with the white god in the interstellar night? Who was behind that gold face? I knew the others could never know. The time had changed forever. Now it is now. A million years have passed. Golden face has reappeared in the corner of my eye.
Glowing lines in warm rush the grids. Hot lights wave. I am tied to my chair. I have 24 eyes. 24 eyes in my day. Everywhere I extend myself, tied in the palace with 24. The palace comes to my cell. The center, the nexus, wrapped tight in 24 optical cables. This of my eyes. I watch the outside parts of men come and go, like God I repose in 24 eyes, restless unmoving eyes. I travel without moving through the building I see, like a bug with 24 eyes. I feel with my optical nerves the eyes of the ghosts who see reflect in fiber of nerve. I reflected in the eyes of the ghosts who see, extended my eyes, my 24. Horizontal in the eyes of my lover,
receiving instructions from where
flickering halls never change, deluges and droughts, the sterile river of ghosts, 24 parts which are. I'm a bug! hidden district spot within me. A secret vigilance of I and you. My 24 eyes turn me to a ghost. I watch the outside parts. The ghosts, I see the ghosts in myself. I see what I watch in my 24 eyes in myself. I see myself, and the ghosts see me and themselves in me. Through the shaded glass walls of my cell, lit by the fire of my eyes. Extended and arisen from 24 centers, the nerves are tugged and gathered up. I am divided 24 times. The lines of the image form the outside, the inside of the cell where I sit. Optical fiber of nerve from halls to eyes. Optical nerve extended! Flesh cut fine and even. Vertical and horizontal! Blades of the eyes! The nerve slice fine!
It was that night, I think. Or I think I remember. One of a thousand remembered nights when I first lay on my back on that deserted road, gravel hard in my back. Above me, the giant universe, each star a blinking angel watching from above. I saw it for the first time. Bound Andromeda and toppling Orion wiped from the sky. Between the stars, the lines, how do we draw them? The railroad train? The champagne bottle which poured the heavens across the sky? The weeping child, the new pattern stretched out over the world. My knowing the billion prisoners drawing their lines toward me. The great chariot of heaven pulled itself inside my heart, and I knew I would be immortal forever. The stars pouring from
all
my
day.
Mouth. And my eyes.
I look into my eyes. I look in the eyes and see mine. I am the eyes of the palace. to this chair by the 24 optical nerves of my lover, gently caressed by the flickering light.
I see my eyes. I look at myself as I watch my 24 eyes. I see my eyes see extended through the world, signals sent from the land. The optical nerves that bind me together here in myself slice me apart. Push through a sieve with 24 eyes. I am like God, a bug cut to ribbons. The ghost of the building.
Go.
I am pierced by glowing points which rush by. Each eye cuts a thousand times. In a second they cut the optical fibers. The nerves of my lines which form the image of outside, reflections of lines of the image of outside.
is not believing.
She was talking, she moved her eye to the spaces between her words.
Softly, with only gestures, amidst the noise and action of what was spoken, she would indicate a shape.
Silhouetted or outlined by the torrent of speech.
It was Look. In this shape she would admit to herself in her private moments.
You must not. not remember this.
The subtle effect of the options not taken, the shapes formed by the whiteness between the letters. As she drove them out of herself, like demons sent to dwell in her typewriter. In the absence of possibility born from every action.
Alone I sit in the darkest colds. The blotted line leads me to God.
Is.
That which has been is corrupted by memory, by the greedy eyes that interpret it, the mouths that repeat it. What emerges is our corruption. Our actions are our shit. Our truth and our gold is forever locked within.
The lights create the patterns of the execution of the sequence.
She found the inevitable expansion of her life oppressed as it grew short. The expanded tally of people she had met and loved in the life of her body.
It is not clear as glass.
Oh, she hated to say so herself and her dwindling number of potentials. Diminished to a twilight obscurity. Each new unavoidable experience.
Cover your ears against the spinning. The plot is defined by the plot on the board.
So now she has her piles of magazines and another book to write while over this landscape of language hovers the unmentionable wing of death.
Everything lasts.
And tragedy, always present in a life which dramatic is hers. The book will be built from the inaction of reflection, a guarantee of her purity of inaction. Like everything else true, not manifested physically, but an inaction of the soul, calling that. The tragedy is built from the words in the magazines, the compilation of available materials from the outside. In the spaces between, through the vaults of the sky, the hovering wings are ever visible.
The eyes do not have it.
The speck in my eye engulfs my vision. Her face is my own in distant reflection.
She's responsible to these things, is her duty. In this way, God. She again finds herself defined by an absence. A
man
is something that sucks you in.
Never look before you leap.
She has been subject to these laws from the first moment. not see came before her, her longing for silence. Amidst the seething roar of her newly divided cells.
Now that I've arrived, I've forgotten why I wanted to come.
No man is not an island.
The animal cleaving to the bone of life. These two reflections create the formula that determines.
Hey!
In a formula defined in terms of tuning and temperament. And in this rippling pattern, barely discernible words are formed.
The horror of solitude, the funerals of famous men, the empty spaces between the stars, the pleasures of grief. Lying beneath the lash of time, I am always dizzy. Concealing my body in the lake of fire, I am hallucinating. It is natural to not exist, a shadow of a shadow, a mirror that only sees itself. It is in myself a vacuum, scalding eternal gravity. I confuse it with myself. Cell walls collapsing, I taste hair in my mouth. The horror of solitude, the funerals of famous men, the empty spaces between the stars, the pleasures of grief.
Some nights, some restless nights, I would hear through the window the midnight crunch of the gravel. The room, blue by moonlight, everything strange under the eyes of sleeplessness. Not the rhythm of footsteps, not the hard night feet of father, the sound of brutal scraping metal on granite walk, too deep, too rich, too full of questions for a simple human tread, a sound I would not look down to see, premonition, the first of many. Like that coldness when the sense of direction goes, the sound of my day I'll never hear, the tired spade that will open the door to the earth for me when the cold time comes, the ring of rigid steel plunged hard into an unturned clock, the counting rhythm begin to resonate in my blood. My body shakes with the terrifying cadence. The sounds of my silent future merge with the pitiless throbbing of my heart. My fingers would instinctively seek myself, my warmth, my desire. I am expanding. stretched between the poles. Me. A taut cord vibrating between the sounds of the cold steel and my hot breath filling my room. Is that man in the booth? I've seen him somewhere before. My past must have slipped off the edge of the world. A great waterfall. Dragons at the bottom. Not exploring. Just fell off like most of us do after years. All at right angles to each other. Or taken off by spaceships into the hollow earth. Where she was the inside and which the outside. How can we tell? Can even without all bodies? He's at right angles, seeing the outside of me, running through the space, cutting the swath through the air, disappearing through and out of this goddamn building.
Close my eyes to open them, a certain color to create an ambiance. One can gain.
The vacuum that creates and destroys God's view, the trajectory leaving no trail but a ghost on his screen.
Not the other way around.
Dear God, it's a terrible explosion, being alive, mad, drunk with a thousand faces, 10,000, each emanating from a grain of sand in my mouth. Irritation, I can't spit out or pluralize with words. The sounds of the voices, but they're stuck in my throat, the unbearable longing. Why so naked, feeling stretched out under the eyes of that man? Or the bodies of those men, shit, who is he? I've seen him, I'm sure, like a bug on a pin, dreaming of flight through that grain of sand in my mouth, that galaxy, my womb, flying into that empty space.
Longer than she shall live or be remembered.
The secret of the man with the golden face there in the glass booth, lit by the video, by my image. He was lost, yet not lost, in the void above, traveling alone with a big white god with the red shoes like fire, who told him the tale of his blindness, his fear, his failure. He was not and never would be in control of the white god he imagined was his servant. Voices from the outside mastered him. Traveling along the smoky lines of the radio waves, his vision was impotent. He saw the angels through a grid programmed through the fillings and the cavities in his heart, the wire in his head, the gold of his face. Him. We believed him a hero, only a reflection of the barren world around him.
It was never transparent to her. The absolute quality of life. How all struggles were life and death, sanity and madness. She never figured out how high the stakes had been all along. Every step she took was not on the road to salvation or damnation, but was those things themselves. Every moment that passed, she died, as it passed to the forever of that moment gone from the universe that it is known to you and me, left only as a resonance stored in our bodies. Without knowing it, she had committed herself to the spirit of Echo, and was at that moment lost in thought, as they say.
If that is where she was, lost. Where exactly could we say she was at the moment in question?
The time is zero.
Moving on! Track! Racing in my seat! Praise brightened by red! Open door of the eyes! There is a mind! Cortex nerves and time. It looks like a woman orbiting above the world, ground away by the light. The man. Over the chatter, I hear the lines. Split open, no organs.
weapon liner! Like metal! Electric! Feel it! My spine needles!
Bile that rises in my throat eyes! God's giant universe! A single a thousand crystal flashes reflecting. C2I lines, mouth. Lines that pierce and stab. The window. The window in my eye. The window is burning. The window is burning. The window is burning.